What's up, everybody? Welcome to this episode of the TM Podcast. I'm your host, Chuck, and today's topic is going to be on growth. Not necessarily how you can grow, but once you've grown, do people around you allow you to maintain that growth, or do they have certain expectations of you? And I'll get into why I was thinking about that, but we're on the eve of a new Kanye album should come out tomorrow, and Kanye's definitely been given a lot of chances to grow and gone through a lot of iterations, and I'll relate this topic to a few other musical artists at the same time, or concepts as well. So if it's something that interests you, hit me up on Twitter at OddcastTMP. That's ODCASTTMP. Or check out the Facebook page by searching TM Podcast on Facebook. So I'm going to take a quick break and we'll get into the topic. So the topic today is growth, and I want to kind of get into whether or not the people around you, depending on, you know, how long they've been around you, give you the room to grow as a person. And what brought this topic about was that I had done the dishes, and my wife was saying that, you know, she was like, thanks for doing the dishes, and she had brought up that I don't clean, like, the whole kitchen or whatever. And I said, you know, I clean the whole kitchen every time that I wash the dishes. Like, I'll wipe down everything and all that. And she's like, not always. And I'm like, that was years ago that I didn't do that. And, like, for context, me and my wife have been together. We've known each other since 1998. So that's like four presidents ago. And so she's seen me as a person for, like, the last 20 years. And, you know, there might be things she remembers about me or things that she thinks about me that was formed from that far back. And, I mean, admittedly, there's people, you know, you remember certain things about them that when you run into them later, they've had the chance to change. And what makes me think about that is when I post things on my personal social media, there's basically three distinct groups of people that are my friends on social media. And that's people that knew me in high school, and people that knew me in college, and then people that know me from after I started my job. Now, the job that I have was really my first time being out of the house, away from my parents, everything like that. And I changed a lot since first starting my job to this point too. So even in that group, there's people that know me from my wild out days, back when I used to like drink real heavy and everything like that, to I stopped drinking in 2015. So if you knew me back then versus knowing me now, probably like a completely different person, like my whole focus has changed. But either way, the reason I bring that up is because when I say stuff on Facebook, when I make posts on social media or something like that, then people are like, you know, oh, that's the Chuck I remember, or man, Chuck sounds different now, or whatever. And one of the quotes I always think about when people say stuff like that is when Jay-Z said on Most Kings, he said, so people look at you strange, they say you change, like you worked this hard to stay the same. And like a concept in hip-hop music, like there's been several songs where people talk about how they never change, even from Jay-Z, which is funny. But people talk about how they don't change, they're still the same person, blah blah blah. And like, just going through life experience like that ain't true. It can't be true. Like, you're not gonna be the same person on your circumstance when you were, you know, a teenager versus up to now. Once you get in your 30s, almost 40s and everything like that, like, it doesn't even make sense. People shouldn't even expect that from you. Your morals change, your, you know, consequences for your actions change, just the way you look at life changes. And you should be allowed that room to grow, that latitude. That's why I brought up Kanye earlier, because when, if you want to talk about change, Kanye's a perfect example, I think, because he started off college dropout, semi-conscious rapper. I mean, he was a little ignorant, but he had like the soulful beats, and he was talking about real things, stuff like, oh, Jesus walked, all falls down, all that type of stuff. And he kind of continued into that with Late Registration. And then he started getting more introspective, started talking more about the effects of fame and everything on 808s and Heartbreak. And by the time he got to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, like, he was probably at his best Kanye, where he's talking about social subjects, he's talking about interpersonal subjects with All of the Lights. He's taking kind of a different perspective on a lot of his music, and he's talking about, you know, bringing people together, not necessarily on My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, but on the Good Fridays that had came before that, on the lead up to that album. He had dropped Chain Heavy and Looking for Trouble and songs like that. He did the song with Lupe and Pharrell, and he was kind of talking more about, you know, the effects of being a young black rich man, and, you know, the way people still look at him. Then he kind of went from that to Life of Pablo after he had, like, shut himself off from everybody. Well, first he went to Yeezus, which was probably, like, the biggest change. If you were a college dropout fan and you moved to Yeezus, you're probably like, I don't know what just happened. But he went to Yeezus and then Life of Pablo, you know, because Yeezus was so far away that the fans, the people that listened to him, were like, we want the old Kanye. So he comes back with the Life of Pablo, and he talks about the old Kanye. One of my favorite Jay-Z quotes from then too is, if you want my old stuff, buy my old album. I'm on to the next one, right? but so he comes out with the Life of Pablo. Everybody's like, oh, old Kanye's back, Kanye's back. And then he comes out with Ye. But before that, he's kind of moved over. I don't think he necessarily, like, supported President Trump, but I think he kind of voiced an unpopular opinion about him. And that kind of made people feel a certain way, which, you know, I feel like I'm a Kanye whisperer. like, I understand where he's coming from a lot of the times, or I think I do, at least. Can't put myself in that man's shoes. But either way, then he comes out with Ye, and people are like, oh, we don't mess with Kanye. I thought Ye was a dope album, and I think it showed a lot of introspection and a lot of growth on it. But people didn't give him a chance. And I think, like, that's the part that, you know, interests me in terms of, like, the topic of this episode. Because people give you a lot of room to grow as long as you grow in the direction that they want you to grow. And you start to grow apart, or you say something that they don't necessarily agree with, and they hold it against you. This is also in the mix of cancel culture as well, which is, like, a huge thing. Which I'll have to do another episode on that anyways. Like, I don't necessarily think cancel culture applies to hip hop just because the art form is so raw, but it applies. If it applies to comedians, I guess it applies to hip hop artists as well. I think it's kind of crazy that it applies to comedians in terms of telling jokes. If we're going to cancel people, my perspective is cancel people for what they do in real life, not what they do for art, with the understanding that certain forms of art are meant to be borderline or offensive or whatever. If it's not funny, it's not funny. If the music's not good, then the music's not good. That's one thing. But people should be allowed to express themselves, is what I'm saying. but, you know, there's a difference between, like, actually drugging people versus, you know, saying a few unkind things on stage. In my opinion. But we're in the mix of that. So Kanye said what he said about Trump. People were like, oh, we're going to cancel him. And I'm thinking, you know, does that happen in real life too? There's a lot of people. I'm a Sagittarius and a military brat, so I really don't have a problem cutting people off or putting people way out in the stratosphere to the point where, you know, it's good that we're friends, but we don't gotta talk, which is, it may be a little messed up. I don't know. I feel bad about it sometimes because I do it to people that I really care about, but I don't really make time for a lot of people when I have stuff going on. And the further away that I've known you, it's easier for me to do that. It's that distance, you know? which is that's something I know about myself. So when I run into people that I know from like even 5-10 years ago, because I would consider myself to be a different person back then. Like back then, I was going out to strip clubs. I was drinking real heavy, like binge drinking and everything like that. Up to now, I'm a father. I'm a homebody, kind of. Like I like to go out, but I don't have to. I don't feel like I have to. Like I'm good at the house. So if you knew me in the wild out days, and you're like, oh man, this does the party, it's crazy, blah, blah, blah. You do this, and sing karaoke. And then you're like, hey, Chuck, what's cool? Go hang out. I'm like, eh, I'm cool on that. You're like, oh man, he changed. Which, you know, I don't know if you would call that growth or not, but, you know, that's just things change, man. Situations change. But then you run into those people, or like the same people like you see on Facebook, and you knew them back in the day when they used to get down. And you're like, oh man, I know about her, I know about him. And then you run into them and they're like full-fledged Brady Bunch family. And like, you're like, oh man, they change. That's just something to be conscious of, you know. Do you keep more people around you? And is that the more people you know, and from further back, like, do you have the ability to grow as a person? And I just want to, you know, I just want that to be something that people consider, man. Because you run into people from a long time ago, depending on, you know, who you are, where you're at. And you already have a prejudgment based on, like, actual facts. Like, oh, I know this person from way back then. Do you have to re-meet people? Do you have to relearn who they are? Or do you give them the room to grow? And then conversely, like, do they give you the room to grow? You might have to reintroduce yourself to that person. And at that point, you know, y'all might not be as tight as you were, which, you know, to wrap it all back, you know, I'm thinking about my wife and the fact that, you know, I've gone through like a lot of different changes to get to where I am now. And, you know, she's been with me the whole time. And the question is, you know, is she seeing me the way that I am now, or the way that she's known me for so long? And, you know, I think for people that you know in your life, that's a really good question to ask sometimes. So that's just, you know, some personal perspective. But yeah, let's talk about some let's talk about some artists that have explored this concept a little bit, and see if you feel the same way about music, and whether that applies to your actual life as well. So I was already thinking about this topic as a podcast episode when I was scrolling through my timeline, and one of my buddies that's a rapper, he goes by Slowpoke. Really dope rapper. You guys should check him out. I'll put a link in the description for this episode. But he's saying he was watching one of the hip hop award shows, and he was like, you know, I'm watching this and I realize, like, I don't have anything to do with this. Like, what genre am I even? And I was thinking about it, you know, like, he raps like the rap music that we grew up listening to. So it's kind of like that hardcore gangster, like Texas gangster rap, which is, I mean, he doesn't really talk about too much gangster stuff. He talks about like the lifestyle, but really it's, you know, stuff you can relate to, like really introspective stuff, but there's no gimmick. It's him spitting, the beats are hard, and he talks about like topics that, you know, people really go through, especially like in his environment and everything like that. But anyways, that made me think about, you know, the people, once you change, you know, the world around you changes, you know. Now, in terms of music, like people are rapping fast, or they do funny stuff with their voice, or they're like rap singing, or, you know, all kinds of different things. And there's not a lot of artists that just straight spit over beats and talk about the same stuff that he talks about. When we were growing up, that was kind of like what everybody was doing. So like that's his influence. And he's an older dude, like he's younger than me, but an older dude in terms of like rappers or whatever. He's not like one of these 16-year-old SoundCloud rappers. But, you know, I'm thinking, you know, he's still dropping music. He just put out his new album, Gangster Poetry, and it's dope. Definitely check it out. But either way, the longer that an artist has been out, you know, do you give them that chance to grow? And I think what's funny about that is, like, I brought up Jay-Z earlier. Jay-Z now is very similar to the Jay-Z when he first came out, except for, like, he doesn't rap fast anymore. He doesn't do, like, a lot of gimmick stuff anymore. But his topics have changed, but his style hasn't really changed. But when he came out with Blueprint 2, I think it wasn't his most popular album. Had a lot of jams on it, but it was like two CD album. Everything, he released it like three times. And then came out with Kingdom Come after that, and Blueprint 3. So he kind of had like a run of albums that weren't up to par the way that you expect his music to be. So people started saying he fell off and all this other stuff, which, you know, did he fall off? Or did he just grow? Is he not around those types of things anymore? And I think about artists like Eminem, which, you know, offline I'll talk to you about Eminem. I don't want people to, like, just hate what I'm saying off top. But I think as Eminem, when he got rich, when he blew up, I think he understood, you know, exactly what was happening, why he was popular. I have this theory that a lot of people, the only rap they listen to is Eminem. I don't think that they listen to a lot of other artists. I'll let you read into that what you will. But either way, the path to success for him was very lucrative. So he was able to shoot higher, faster than other people who maybe had a similar talent level than him, which makes it seem like he's one of the, you know, the best rappers, which is a lot of pressure for him to be under. And I always joke around and say, like, you know, he used to be a dope rapper, and then now all he does is rap about how people don't like his raps. But I mean, it's true to me. That Walk on Water song, like, what was that? Why would you ever come out with it? Who told you that was a good idea and then let Beyonce get on there? I don't understand. Just rap, man. That's me not letting Eminem grow. I want him to grow, but I want him to rap. But the same, like, I talked about Kanye already, and you see, like, he's gone through being soulful to being, like, almost an electronic artist, like, almost being, like, a Nine Inch Nails artist, and kind of putting in, like, a bunch of different influences and everything like that. And people who rocked with him rock with him. And a lot of people said that, you know, they're like, oh, you just a stan, whatever, if you continue to listen to his music after a certain point. But I mean, one of the things I always liked about him was, you know, his first three albums sound completely different from each other. They're super inconsistent. Same with Jay-Z beat wise his music's completely inconsistent, but it's always dope. You got dudes like Wu-Tang Clan. I mean, really, do you want to hear Wu-Tang Clan rap like how they used to rap, knowing that that's not what's going on in their personal life? They're all, you know, relatively well off, pretty famous. That being said, though, Ghostface Killah's new album came out, and I think it's pretty dope. And he raps very similarly to how he did when he first came out. So, you know, talk about growth. Maybe you don't have to change. Maybe you don't feel that pressure to change. And you can stay somewhat in your lane. But, you know, you think about all these musical artists, especially people that you listen to for over 5 or 10 years, and you say, you know, man, I kind of like their old stuff better, or, you know, as a comparison. But you ask, you know, is the music, like, objectively worse, or do I just want to listen to their old music in a new year? Like, I'll give you another example, too. Common. Common was dope on his first few albums. He put out probably one of his best albums. The title escapes me right now, but it's after he dropped The Sense off of it. But then he came out with The Electric Circus. See, that tells you right there, because I can remember the name of that album, but I can't remember the name of the good album that was before that. But Electric Circus came out, and a lot of people said that, oh, you know, Erykah Badu done got in his head and messed his music up, and, you know, people kind of stopped rocking with him after that. They were like, yeah, you know, put him in the, like, the mediocre tier of rappers, of which he's not. He's an exceptional rapper. But even when he came out with the Electric Circus album, people were like, oh, I don't like this direction. And, you know, throw it away, throw it in the trash. And then after that, he hooked up with Kanye and came out with B. And I'll tell you what, you could put B on right now. You could put it on right now. And that whole album jams. Like Water for Chocolate, that's the name of one of his better albums. Like the two before that, too. One Day It'll All Make Sense and Like Water for Chocolate. Incredible bodies of work. And at this point, Common has like 10 albums out. And I bet you, if you're an old head like me and somebody says, you know, what do you think about Electric Circus? They'd be like, ugh, man, that's when Common fell off. But, I mean, he was growing. He went in a different direction from everybody else. Did people come back when he started coming out with doper albums? But, you know, that's just something to think about. I'm trying to term it in terms of music just because, you know, that's... I think, you know, looking at artists, looking at, you know, the trajectory and kind of making parallels of that through your actual life, I think that's pretty interesting to me. It might just be an easier way to relate things to people. Like I said, man, I'm a music head, so, like, that's how I relate to the world. It probably lets me understand things more than anything else. But, you know, when people grow, when people change, do you give them the ability to make that change? Do you leave room for them to come back? You know, these are all important questions. I think, you know, we can explore as people and kind of help us just build relationships a little bit. So, that's just a few examples musically. Just something to think about, you know? Something to think about, especially if you're a fan. Person now, you know, did you rock with me the whole time? Did you only rock with me when we did things together? Or now that I have different responsibilities, you know, will you still be there? I think that's, you know, one of those questions you gotta look at when you look at your circle. I see a lot of posts about people talking about their group of friends getting smaller and smaller as they get older. So I think it's just natural, man. Some people come together, some people grow apart. It's all about growing together. So with that in mind, that's going to wrap up this episode. I just want to say, check out the homeboy Slowpoke. Gangster Poetry. Check that album out. And hit me up on Twitter at OddcastTMP if you got ideas for shows, topics you want me to talk about. Follow me on Facebook. I'm doing TM Pod Lists, which every day of the week, a new post is going to go up. And it'll just be a list, five-thing list, Monday through Friday. So just check that out. Give it a like and share if you like it. If you think it's good, leave me some feedback. Anyways, hit me up and we out.